You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Virtual reality has been around for quite a while now. It was created in the late 1960s and became commercially available in the 1990s. However, VR is still a very new technology that is continuing to be explored in many different avenues. One of those avenues, for example, is in treating mental health conditions. According to a new study led by computer science senior lecturer Dr. Niloufar Baghai and co-authored by PhD student Vibhav Shetali, virtual reality has been found to be an effective treatment method for anxiety and depression. This study examined the ways VR interventions and exposure can affect a person's mental health and how effective they have been as a treatment method. So this morning, I spoke with the lead researcher in the study, Dr. Niloufar Baghai. She is a senior lecturer in computer science and the director of games and extended reality lab at Massey University. And her research interests include game-based learning, XR and AI in education and persuasive technology. I spoke with her to hear more about this research surrounding virtual reality and mental health to see what this new research could mean for the future of mental treatments. I began by asking her how this new research came about and how they began conducting their study.
We have been looking at effectiveness of virtual reality in several areas, including education, persuasive technology, retail and marketing, and of course mental health. Now, virtual reality or VR in mental health is an innovative emerging area. And I was fascinated in mental health research, despite having a background in technology. But me, I've been quite interested in this area, so I decided to approach some mental health professionals and researchers at different institutions, and they were interested in use of technology, and so we partnered with them to make this project happen. So we examined ways that virtual reality exposure and intervention can be used in treatment of mental health conditions. We specifically focused on anxiety and depression. We look at technologies that have been used and how effective they have been as treatment methods. And we recently published a paper in Journal of Medical Internet Research, JMIR, which is a top journal. But our findings show that VR can be effective for supporting treatment of anxiety, especially in a range of settings, and it can hold a lot of potentials for being used in clinical settings as well.
So what are some ways that VR virtual reality can help with anxiety? What are some of the ways that it reduces your anxiety?
Right. So, I mean, there are different ways to do it, but and again, I'm emphasizing I'm not a psychologist, a psychiatrist. I'm more from a tech background. Some of the co-authors could probably comment on this better. I mean, looking at other treatments. But what they found is that there's a new approach called VRET, which is called Virtual Reality Exposure Therapy. And this is a relatively new way to do this. So people are immersed into a VR environment, and they might come from the situation that caused them fear or anxiety. But this time, they are in a safe, controlled virtual environment, and they work closely with their mental health professionals. And we found that if this is combined with some of the well-established practices in mental health treatment, for example, CBT, or cognitive behavior therapy, that can enhance the treatment. Yeah, so...
So, like you said before, it's, being in a controlled environment or an environment that isn't real. So it's, taking you away from reality. Is that what potentially comforts people who might want that treatment?
Yeah. So it is a virtual environment, but at the same time, some of the elements that's causing the anxiety is, I guess, replicated and reproduced in the VR environment. So the studies we looked at, for example, there's a lot that's happening in other mental fields. So, for example, I mentioned anxiety, but there is, for example, eating disorder, drug addiction, pain management. These are some of the other areas where VR has been used a lot, where, as I mentioned, the situation, whatever is causing that pain or fear or anxiety is replicated and it's used in combination with other methods. And the studies that we've looked at shown that this can indeed improve people's mental health in the long run, has been more effective than just using the, for example, cognitive behavioral therapy or other well-established practices.
Yeah, so what distinguishes VR treatments from more traditional treatments? For example, you have mentioned it already quite a bit.
Yeah.
How does it enhance cognitive behavioral therapy?
Yeah. So I could mention, dig into a bit more details with one, in addition to this paper recently published, we are specifically looking at depression. So I can give you some more examples there, specific to do with depression. So, we are looking at the literature and, the VR treatments showing, effectiveness of treatment in several areas. We wanted to see, creating a specific scenario to see how we could help people with depression, because this is what specifically we are looking at. So we looked at literature. There's one idea proposed by Dr. Falcone, who is a clinical psychologist at the University College London. And she proposed that, for example, people with anxiety and depression, or some people with anxiety and depression lack self-compassion or have very low levels of self-compassion. That means they're really harsh on themselves. They beat themselves up a lot. And their research shows that self-compassion can be increased, it can improve their mental health in the long run. So we decided to create this VR environment. And this is a study that we are running in parallel based on the idea. And we added some elements of individualization to it as well, which is something you can easily replicate in a CBT or in a real-world environment. So what happens is that people wear the headset, whatever headset that's available, we are currently using Oculus Quest, which is a recently released headset in the market. It doesn't have any cables attached to it. They are more affordable, high resolution. So we've recently purchased some of those headsets. And so what happens is that the participants wear the headset, and then they are immersed into the virtual environment. First, we ask them to make some choices. So they choose their avatar, they choose the therapy environment. We give them a couple of options. They choose the therapy environment, they choose the avatar behavior, and all of these choices they make might give some insight to their therapists, their mental health professionals, because they might not be very forthcoming with some of this information, but the fact that they're choosing some of these options could give some insight to the psychological makeup, and hopefully it can lead into more effective treatment that is offered to them by their mental health professional. So they make these choices, and then they are immersed into an environment where they have to interact with a virtual avatar, and they have to attempt to calm them down. For example, it could be a 7-year-old girl crying. So we train them in advance to say, what they can say to this virtual avatar to calm her down. So she's initially crying, and then after a while she stops crying, and then she starts maintaining eye contact with the participant and responds positively to the compassion that the participant is delivering. In the latest version, we are looking at making these avatars intelligent. So that's why we call it intelligent, individualized VR environment. So they can change, the avatars can change the facial expression based on what they're hearing, and they can have a conversation with the participants. So we're currently working on this version, and we want to evaluate its effectiveness to see if it can enhance people's self-compassion and hopefully the mental health in the long run. But this was just an example to show you how giving people more flexibility in the VR that sometimes it's hard to replicate in real world.
Yeah, so why do you think it's important that we find new and effective ways to treat depression and other mental health issues?
Thank you, that's a good question. Mental health conditions, they pose a major challenge for individuals, for societies. If you look at the statistics by World Health Organization, for example, in the area of depression, we're looking at, they say that every 40 seconds, someone's taking their own life somewhere around the world. So I usually, when I give some presentations, I use a countdown timer in my talks and ask audience to guess what this shows. And obviously people find it shocking to see the numbers, but this is a big issue and the current pandemic hasn't made it any easier. In fact, there are studies that show it has made it worse because, you know, the social isolation and people do not have access or easy access to their mental health professionals. So the situation has become worse. And in New Zealand, according to the New Zealand Mental Health Foundation, 1 in 5 people develop serious mental health disorders, mood disorders, or depression. And unfortunately, that's the statistics even worse among Maori adults. They are 1.5 more likely to experience depressive disorders, and Maori male adults is twice as likely. So unfortunately, it's a big issue, and it's very important that we constantly look at ways that we can improve the effectiveness of these treatments. And it can also be a multidisciplinary project. So according to the National Suicide Prevention Health Strategy, they have recommended some co-design solutions. So perhaps bringing technology into this and working with mental health professionals that are open to use technology could be a good way forward. So the psychologists and psychiatrists that are involved with our projects, and Dr. Richard Porter is one of them. He's from University of Otago. He's quite keen to use technology in their own research. So that could be a way forward. And, you know, the technology, it's everywhere these days. It's part of our day-to-day life. So if you can use it to improve people's physical health and mental health of the society, I think for us as researchers, this could be a great way to make a positive impact.
That was Senior Lecturer in Computer Science and the Director of Games and Extended Reality Lab at Massey University, Dr. Niloufer Baghai, about her new research discussing how virtual reality can help treat anxiety and depression.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.